Good morning. If you'll turn in your Bible this morning to Matthew chapter 13, we're going to look at two of Jesus' well-known parables, the parable of the hidden treasure and the parable of the pearl of great price in Matthew 13, verses 44 and 45. If you would like to turn there in your Bible in just a moment, we will be reading that text of Scripture. I'm glad that you've joined us this morning on the Let the Bible Speak program. Appreciate those who support us in every way, and we're glad that you are here this morning to study from God's Word. Please contact us if you would like personal Bible study. Even during this pandemic, we can do that in a safe manner. If you're concerned about that, we can get together safely and study the Word of God. Please contact us. You can also come visit us. We are safely worshiping at 290 Warfield Boulevard in Clarksville, Tennessee. Come be with us and study and worship God together with us. You know, there are a lot of people that are busy each and every day with their earthly affairs, but they are not looking for the treasure of God's kingdom. They're not really looking for what is most valuable in life. This morning, I want to talk about the quest for the best. Friends, are you on a quest for the best? I think a lot of people are not. They get up each day, they go to work, they go to school, they go run errands to the grocery store, other places. They go to bed at night, they get up the next day, they do the same thing over and over again. They're not really, however, looking for the best that life has to offer. They're settling for second best, not the best. And so I want to encourage you this morning, friends, to be on a quest for the absolute best in life. We're going to be reading this morning about someone who searched for a buried treasure. You know, searching for buried treasure has been one of man's challenges and desires throughout history. There are a number of books and movies that have been based on searching for hidden treasure. Treasure Island, The Count of Monte Cristo. Some of the more recent Pirates of the Caribbean movies, they're always looking for some hidden treasure somewhere. And in this study, we will look at a treasure story that surpasses any treasure story ever told. And the reason is, this treasure that we're going to read about this morning surpasses the value of any earthly treasure. We're talking about Christ and His Word and His kingdom or His church. And friend, let me encourage you, you need to be searching for that. You need to find that in your life before it's too late. And I hope that our study this morning will encourage you to do that. Jesus speaks the parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl of great price within the context of several parables on the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 13 is sometimes called the sermon in parables. There are several of them. And we're going to look at two of those. Jesus often used parables in his teaching. But this is the first time in Matthew 13 that he preached a sermon with simply a series of parables. And they are great lessons. In the parable of the hidden treasure and the pearl of great price, Jesus wanted to teach his audience one main lesson. And that's what we want to get this morning on the Let the Bible Speak program. It is this: recognize and appreciate the enormous value of the kingdom of heaven and sacrifice whatever it takes to get into it. The kingdom of God is so valuable that it is worth sacrificing anything to gain it and to get it. Let's look this morning at the parable of the hidden treasure and the parable of the pearl of great price. And we're talking about just three verses in your Bible. Matthew 13, verse 44. The kingdom of heaven is like unto a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found and hid. And in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a merchant seeking goodly pearls. And having found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Friend, are you willing to sacrifice whatever it takes to get the treasure of God's kingdom? In the first parable, the parable of the hidden treasure in Matthew 13, verse 44, Jesus says the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure, like a man who found this treasure, a treasure hidden in the field. What that tells us is the kingdom of heaven has enormous, supreme value. We're not talking about an earthly kingdom. We're not talking about like the United Kingdom over in Britain. We're talking about a spiritual kingdom that's in the hearts of men and women. God's kingdom law is in the hearts of men and women, Christians today, the church, a spiritual kingdom. And it is like a treasure. It has enormous supreme value. Now, the treasure that Jesus spoke of did not end up in the field by accident. It was hidden. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a treasure hidden in the field, which a man found. Now, this may sound strange to us, that someone would hide a treasure in a field, but this was actually very common in Jesus' day. In the absence of bank vaults and safe deposit boxes and personal vaults at home, people would often use their land to store away valuables. They would go out someplace, dig a hole, put valuables in it, cover it back up, remember where that place was, and go back later and get it. And Jesus said that a man happened to find this treasure that had been hidden. And then fearing that someone else would find it, he took it himself and hid the treasure until he could secure it for himself. Now, Jesus does not stop to address any moral or legal ramifications in finding and hiding such a treasure. We don't know the background to all of that because Jesus is simply trying to make one point. Did the man have a legal right to find it and hide it? We're not told. Was he a dirty, rotten scoundrel? We're not told. Was he a sharp-witted businessman? We're not told. These questions are irrelevant at this point because Jesus is not wishing to condemn or commend the man. He's simply wanting to teach a lesson on values. He does not go into all of the ramifications of what that man was doing. He's wanting simply to make a point that a man finds something of great value and does what he can to secure that. He sells all that he has and buys the field so that he can go back and have that for himself. Consider now the attitude and action of this man. In Matthew 13, 44, we're told that he was full of joy. In his joy, he goes and sells all that he has. He's happy. Are you happy when you hear about the prospect of obeying Jesus Christ and becoming one of his followers? There has to be an excitement about the value of the kingdom. This man sees the crucial moment when it came to him because he was happy. There was no apathy in this man. There was no lethargy about him. Sometimes today when you bring up Bible matters and the prospect of having forgiveness of sins through Jesus Christ, being a faithful Christian, being with other Christians in a local church, reading your Bible and praying and acting in a good way as a Christian, people are very dismissive of that. They're not interested in that. They're bored with that. Some are outright antagonistic toward that. A lot of people just simply are apathetic toward that. It doesn't matter to them one way or another. Friends, you've got to get happy and joyful about the prospect of having the best. We're then told by Jesus that this man goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. There are three verbs in this sentence that show this man's great sacrifice: goes, sells, and buys. And this man is willing to do what it takes to get the kingdom of heaven, to get this treasure that is likened unto the kingdom of heaven. And so in this parable of the hidden treasure, I want you to notice, first of all, three basic truths about the kingdom of heaven. Number one, the kingdom is a hidden treasure. It is valuable. Number two, there is great joy in the kingdom. It's exciting. It's exciting to know that we can have forgiveness of sins, that we can have our prayers answered, that we can have a home in heaven, that we can be in fellowship with God, that we can have other brothers and sisters in Christ to help us. That should excite us. That's nothing like what you have in the world. And then number three, the important lesson or truth that one must sacrifice all for the kingdom, it is demanding. Number one, the kingdom is valuable. Number two, the kingdom is exciting. And number three, the kingdom is demanding. We will have to make some sacrifices. And that's different for each and every one. It might be getting rid of something that is standing in our way to come to Christ. It might be getting rid of a sin. It might be getting rid of a bad habit. It might be giving up a sinful lifestyle. In some cases, it might be something very challenging, like getting out of an unscriptural marriage. But it'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. Turn with me now to the second parable that Jesus talks about, the parable of the pearl of great price. In Matthew 13, verses 45 and 46, again, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that is a merchant seeking goodly pearls. And having found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. Jesus speaks of a merchant, a wholesale dealer of pearls. This man was seeking something. He was on a quest. He was a businessman who approached his work seriously with energy and definite purpose. He was out to buy good pearls. He had a goal. He had a sense of direction, a sense of destination. He knew exactly where he was going and what he was looking for. He's not just someone who is aimlessly wandering around. And he's seeking goodly pearls, not just any ordinary pearls. This man was not on a mere quest, but on a quest for the best. He wanted a high standard of pearl. He set the highest possible goals and standards for himself and for his customers. He was not satisfied with less than the best or second best. I am told, with regard to pearls found in the first century and even today, these pearls are precious gems found in the shells of oysters. They were actually popular ornaments in New Testament times, such as they are today. They're mentioned a few places in the New Testament. Some have commented that the pearl is the only gem made by a living process and the only one that comes from the sea. They're valuable because they are beautiful but rare. And so, like the parable of the hidden treasure, Jesus is trying to teach that the kingdom of heaven has enormous value. And we're told in the pearl of great price parable that the man found one pearl of great price, not two, not three or more, but one. That lets me know that this man knew his business and he recognized the best when he found it. He could tell the worth from the worthless. He was a man of values and priorities. He was a connoisseur of fine pearls. He had a trained eye and a trained mind to find one and know what it really was. And like the man with the field, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. This man was willing to make the sacrifice. And you'll see these three verbs, went, sold, and bought, similar to what we had seen before, that great sacrifice. So again, there are three kingdom truths here. There is to be a seeking for the kingdom. The kingdom is important. Number two, the kingdom is like a goodly pearl. It is valuable. And number three, one must sacrifice all for the kingdom. It is demanding. Just like we had seen before. Friend, we need to take care of our work. We need to take care of our school. We need to take care of our family. We need to take care of things in our personal lives, around the house, and so forth. But that's not the best in life. The best is Christ in His kingdom. Those other things are important and they can fit in to the responsibilities of the kingdom. But the best is coming to Christ. And let me encourage you this morning to be on that quest for the best. And it's closer to you than you think. It's right in your Bible, which is available to everybody. And if someone doesn't have one, I would be glad to get them one for free. The Bible, the New Testament in particular, tells us how that we can have that kingdom for ourselves. And it is close to us. It's not far away. It's not hard to get. I want to consider some lessons before we close this morning. I'd like to look at four lessons that come from these two parables to encourage you to be on the quest for the best. Number one, I want you to consider the incomparable treasure taken from both parables. In both parables, Jesus is trying to teach a lesson of the insurpassable value and supreme worth of the kingdom of heaven. God's word is called a treasure in 2 Corinthians 4, verse 7. Jesus himself is a treasure in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 3. And unlike the treasures of the world, the treasure that Jesus speaks of is within reach of all mankind. It's ours for the taking. We can have Him, His Word, be a member of His church, His kingdom, if we'll just realize the value of it. We are so enamored and engrossed and immersed in material things today that we think that the material things that we have are the best. They're nothing. Not the big screen TV, not the fast internet, not the smartphone, not the computer, not the nice car, not the nice house. Those things are nothing. They're all going to burn up anyway in the end. They won't even be around. Not all people are interested in the value of the kingdom because they think that the material things that they have are the greatest of all things. Not all people make an effort to attain the treasure of the kingdom of heaven. I'm told that during the days of the California gold rush and the Alaskan gold rush, Men put forth great effort to find treasure. They would travel from the eastern states all the way out west or go up to Alaska. They would go through harsh climate, harsh seasons, dangerous things to get out there to California to pan for gold or Alaska. But the same zeal is lacking with God's spiritual treasure today. And I wonder if even some Christians who are in the kingdom sometimes show their low estimate of the kingdom by the careless way that they live, or their lack of attendance, or they don't want to read their Bible or pray as they should. They've gotten bored with the kingdom. I'm told that the crown jewels of the British Empire are guarded closely. We need to guard closely the great treasure that we have in Christ. We need to go after it, get it, hold on to it. Friend, do you really want to know Christ and what you can have in Christ? I'm told that the diamond mines of South Africa, where a lot of diamonds have come from through the years, were first discovered when a man found some small boys playing with crude marbles that turned out to be diamonds. These boys were carelessly playing with expensive jewels, and they really didn't realize it. If we don't value the kingdom for what it is, we will not realize what we have. So, when you hold in your hands that New Testament, you have the roadmap to finding that kingdom treasure. Number two, not only is the kingdom of an incomparable treasure, but there should be unspeakable joy. The man who found the hidden treasure did not regret selling all that he had. He was happy. He did not complain about the sacrifice that he had to make. He did not grudgingly give up what he had. He was so excited and joyful in giving up all for what he found. The kingdom of heaven is all about joy. That's what Paul says in Romans 14 and verse 17. Joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22. It's not a place to murmur and complain. It's a place to enjoy. And what a great thing that is. Number three, there needs to be a single-minded search. The third lesson we learn from these parables is the need to be more like the merchant, especially of the goodly pearls. He was a man with a mission. I believe too many people today wander around aimlessly in life and rob themselves of life's most prized treasure, Jesus Christ. And they may not even be doing necessarily things that are gross and immoral. They're just doing unimportant things. Compared to the big picture, they're not coming to Jesus Christ. So a person finds the kingdom of heaven after that person searches for it. Seek and you shall find, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 7 and verse 7. We need to be on that single-minded search, and we can come to Christ. And then last of all, the fourth lesson that comes from this couple of parables is the need for costly sacrifice. The men in these parables gave up all for what they wanted. The men did not own their treasures the moment they found them. They had first to do some things to get them. What good would it have been to find a hidden treasure or a pearl of great price and then do nothing to get it? Recognizing the value of something and talking about the value of something is not enough. We have to get it. We have to go after it, make it our own. And Jesus demands that we give up all to follow him. But some, like the rich young ruler, when they're told to give up all and follow Jesus, some, even today, will just walk away. Some tried to persuade themselves that the kingdom of heaven is not that valuable, or some tell themselves that it's too much to give up. I wonder if some are waiting for the price to be marked down, just like we're waiting for a sale at a store. Maybe one day when I open my New Testament, the demands and the conditions will be less. No, they're great, and we have to make that sacrifice, but it'll be worth it. I think some admire the great value of the kingdom, but they just do nothing about it. Friend, let me encourage you to make that costly sacrifice. Paul, the Apostle Paul, is a great example. He gave up all for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, that he may gain Christ, Philippians 3, 7 and 8. He recognized and appreciated the great value of Christ. Moses, I think of in the Old Testament, gave up all the treasures of Egypt to serve God and was blessed for it. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 26. Remember, friends, the things of great value are only obtained at great cost. Let's make the choice today to get into the kingdom and act upon it. There's no greater treasure than Jesus Christ. Let me ask you this. Is the story of the hidden treasure and the pool of great price your story? Are you that individual? Are you out looking for the kingdom of heaven? Have you found its enormous value? Are you happy about what you found? Have you paid the price and sacrificed all to be a part of it? Can you truly sing, as we sing in our songbook, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine? If the answer to those questions is no, then let me encourage you to make that change today. We can sit down and study the Bible today and look for that kingdom. We can talk about its enormous value. You can be happy and joyous in finding it. You can pay the price. There have been individuals, many, many individuals, men and women, young and old, who have made that sacrifice. You can do it. It's not something that is out of your reach. God never makes a plan of salvation for anyone in the Bible, Old or New Testament, that was so great that they could not accomplish it. He doesn't set the bar and the standard so high that it can't be attained. Friend, you can do it. You need to repent and be baptized, Acts 2:38. You can do that. You need to believe the gospel and be baptized, Mark 16:16. You can do that. You need to confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God with your mouth. You can do that, Romans 10:9 and 10. You can believe that in your heart and you can confess that with your mouth. Those are things that you can do. And God has given us a great treasure, the kingdom of heaven, so that one day we can have our treasure in heaven. Friend, let me encourage you to get on the quest for the best before it's too late. What you experience in life now is nothing compared to the kingdom of heaven. Get on that quest for the best. And if we can help you to do that, please contact us. Thank you for being with us today on the program, and I hope that you'll have a good day.